This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Our guest today looks at hearts from a very different perspective than most cardiologists. He considers building and maintaining optimum health more than a physical journey. To him, it's also a spiritual exercise that can have profound effects on a person's walk with and understanding of God. Dr. Peter Landless is director of the General Conference Department of Health Ministries of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and he's speaking to us from the church's headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland. Dr. Landless, welcome to HeartWise.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you again, and it's a pleasure to speak to the listeners.
Now, make that connection for us, Dr. Landless. How does good health impact our relationship with God?
Right throughout the Bible, we see that there is a very distinct relationship of body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. The laws and the instructions given to the people of God about eating appropriately and living cleanly were always in the background and with the understanding that there is a very important relationship between our spirituality and our social well-being. When one looks further in the Bible and you look further down into the New Testament, when John greets people, he says, "I hope that you are well even as your soul is prospering." He makes a very definite link right there, and we see that the science of the 21st century is so strongly confirming the concept of the holistic being that man is. We are not just a body. We are not just a mind. We're not just social. We are an intrinsic, holistic being. And each aspect of our lives influences the other. So if one is well physically, it helps one to be well mentally. If one is well mentally, it also encourages us to be able to be well spiritually. As I say, the science is becoming more and more convincing, and it is. There's a strong body of evidence which shows that if we are having good relationships, if we are spiritual, if we are faithful, if we have a faith, you know, people who have a faith, who attend church regularly, they have less high blood pressure, they have less suicide, less depression. They live more healthfully. Now, this is people who are studied across the board of different faiths. You know, it's very difficult to measure spirituality. Mm-hmm. But what people can measure, they can measure religiosity. Do people go to a temple? Do they go to a synagogue? Do they go to a church? Do they attend on a regular basis? Do they have a certain day of rest? Do they have certain dietary laws, as did the Jews, as do we find in the Bible, which is an instruction for all people. Do they follow those things? Well, that can be an evidence of religiosity. Mm-hmm. But our spirituality is really indicated by the presence of God in every aspect of our lives, and that's very difficult to measure. I think you will acknowledge
Absolutely.
That, having dealt with
Absolutely.
People in so many situations.
Yes, yes. And we want to make it very clear, Dr. Landless, because I've heard you talk about this in the past, that we're not talking about God loving us. God loves us no matter what condition we're in. Am I right?
Oh, you're touching right on the heart of the matter. You know, sometimes we make the mistake of saying, well, you know, I'm so healthy because I do all the right things. Well, you know, some of the people who I've seen who have been the happiest and the most healthy in their mind and their spirits, have been people who have been broken in their bodies. You know, we are all broken.
Yes.
We live on this earth. Some of us, like me, are short and lost their hair and whatever it may be. But, you know, there are people who suffer real issues related to chronic diseases, congenital diseases, hereditary diseases. We can be whole in our brokenness despite the fact that we have these problems,
yes,
if we have a relationship to God. And so it's not a question of God loving us more because we do good or right things. And I love the understanding of grace, really, which says there's nothing we can do that makes God love us more. Mm. There's nothing we can do that would make him love us less.
Mm.
And so although we have the option and the privilege of making good decisions and informed decisions about our health, and our health can be influenced by our mental well-being, choosing our attitude, an attitude of gratitude, science is showing that people who are grateful are people who live longer, they have better immune systems, they recover from illnesses better, and they cope with problems better. So it's definitely not the things that we do that makes God more or less enamored of us. What it is that we trust Him, He loves us, He cares for us, and in that trust, in that faith, in that day-to-day relationship, it shines through in our ability to cope with disease, to fight disease, and to live life on this planet.
I love what you're saying there. I've talked to people who said, you know, the healthier I got, the more I understood God and His love for me. It was there all the time. We just didn't see it because we had, like you said before, we had a sick mind. Our mind was not functioning correctly. So as we make that journey to health, and as we make the changes necessary, we begin to understand clearer and clearer the great love God already has for us. And that is a wonderful message for us to share. And when you go around the world, does that type of message surprise some people, Dr. Landless?
Absolutely. And you've touched on something which surprises people a great deal. You said our mind becomes clearer. You know, when we make good decisions, when we make a choice to sleep 7 hours a night, so many people are sleep deprived around the world.
Yes.
We have so many connected things. We have devices, iPods, iPads, iPhones. We don't have much eye contact anymore these days. But we have computers and screens, and we look at them all the time. And, you know, that disturbs not only our interpersonal communication with each other, our relationships, but it also disturbs our sleep architecture. You know that many of the younger generation are sleep deprived. And, you know, that's equivalent to driving around when you're sleep deprived. It's equivalent to driving with an illegal limit of alcohol in your blood. That's how we function inadequately when we're sleep deprived. When we have adequate sleep, we make a good choice. Sleep well. You think better. You are better equipped to attend to your interpersonal relationships and your relationship with God. If you choose to avoid the toxins, be it alcohol, tobacco, over-the-counter things, medications which we often don't need, we think better. So you asked, are people around the world surprised? Yes, they are, because people don't think about it, because it's become a way of life around the world. People are glued to these communication devices, and yet we are struggling with good health and good choices, partly because of them. I'm not saying that they are bad in themselves.
Right.
They just need to be used appropriately.
Dr. Landless, you are a Seventh-day Adventist. I am a Seventh-day Adventist. Our church, our body of people, tend to be healthier than other people in the world for a lot of the reasons you just mentioned. And the science is trying to figure out why, and one of the ways that they're doing that is something called the Adventist Health Study. We had one several decades ago, and we're in the middle of one right now, Adventist Health Study number 2. As you look at some of the results coming in from Adventist Health Study number 2, are there any things that have caught your eye, any surprises that just took you back a bit?
To be very honest with you, I'm not surprised. I'm just very grateful because yes. what we're finding is that so many of the things that we've talked about for many years are being proven to be absolutely true. Mm-hmm. Number one, and this shouldn't be a surprise, a predominantly plant-based diet where people choose to do that using dairy and eggs, milk, and a little bit of cheese as a condiment,
yes,
along
yes.
with a vegetarian diet, has been shown to be the best diet. You know, a total vegetarian diet with some supplementation of B12, outstanding results. This is showing us that what we've been talking about as a church for 150 years is scientifically proven. You get decreased heart disease, decreased high blood pressure. Of course, you get a longer life. A number of cancers are decreased. So we're looking at some very significant confirmations of studies which have been done before, but the Adventist Health Study 2, which is a very big study, it's got 100,000 people in it, which gives it a tremendous amount of power. It's a study which can be relied upon, is confirming these really very meaningful outcomes which come when one makes good dietary decisions. However, what is really very important that I'm thrilled about as well, it's showing that in our spirituality and our feeling of well-being, now a sense of well-being is really important. You can be healthy, have a good blood pressure, be fit, eat appropriately, but not necessarily have a good feeling of well-being. Now, what has been shown in the Adventist Health Study too is that people who follow a balanced lifestyle, including nutrition, rest, appropriate water, good interpersonal relationships, fresh air, temperance, avoiding alcohol, tobacco, and other toxins. When you take all of that and have a faith as well, it's showing that those people, compared to their counterparts who are not in the study and not in a church, have a much improved feeling of well-being, fulfillment, and spiritual satisfaction. Now, that's a very important component. And it's showing this across ethnicities and across cultures.
And that whole concept folds back over the idea you were saying earlier that those things are actually healing to the human body.
Absolutely. Forgiveness is healing. When one has your anger under control, that's healing. When you are loved, that is healing. You know, it's been shown that people who have very good relationships, they have supportive relationships. Women who have breast cancer and have been treated, those who have supportive relationships in their lives, they've been found to have less relapses, less illnesses associated to their primary disease. And it's not only in breast cancer. We see this in other conditions as well, that where there are strong supportive relationships, outcomes are better. Heart disease, particularly with men. Heart disease is not only a male issue, it's a male and a female issue. But those men who could say, I know my wife loves me, they compared two groups. Both of them had significant risk factors for coronary artery disease, a full house, diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. And those who could say that they were sure that they had a loving, supportive relationship with their wife and the support of their wife had a 50% decreased chance of coronary events than those men who could not answer that question positively.
There is proof positive of what you're saying there, Dr. Landless. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, some more questions for Dr. Peter Landless. So stay right where you are.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, I'm here because of you. Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Did you know that last year in the United States, over 4 billion prescriptions were written? Prescription medications seem to be the most popular treatments these days. But what can we do if we want to limit our exposure to prescription medications? At Heartwise, we recognize the importance of nutrition in treating and prevention of disease. Dr. Hippocrates stated, "Let food be thy medicine." Many evidence-based studies support a whole food, plant-based diet. But how is this achieved in the fast-paced world we live in today? We want to encourage those interested in this type of treatment to watch the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and visit the website plantpurenation.com. This is a great first step towards helping yourself move towards better health and helping make the world a better place. Visit plantpurenation.com to start your journey today. That's plantpurenation.com.
Well, Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. Peter Landless, Director of the General Conference Department of Health Ministries. We're talking about your health today, listener, and things that you can do that have been proven by what's called the Avenus Health Study Number 2. The Avenus Seventh-day Adventist Church tends to have a group of people who are pretty healthy and healthier than the world at large, it seems. And there are reasons for that. And Dr. Landless is making the connection here between some of the physical things that the Adventists do and some of the spiritual and mental things that the Adventists do, emotional things the Adventists do, like worship, like know that there's love in the family. These are healing things. Dr. Landless, when you travel around the world, and you do this all the time, how do you make this message understandable in countries where the diet is very different and relationships are very different, and even the way that men and women are looked at is very different? How do you make that connection?
You know, as we travel around the world, we have to realize, as you've so beautifully stated, that everyone is different. Everyone comes from a different background. They come from different cultures and different understandings and different worldviews.
Yes.
So as we share the message of good and vibrant health with everybody, or as many as possible, we need to realize that those differences exist. However, one thing which everybody wants, needs, and loves to have is health.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whether it's in the countries which spend the most money on health, like in our own country here in the United States, or if you go to the emerging economies, health is at the top of everybody's agenda. Not everybody knows how to get good health, how to acquire it, how to take care of it. And that's where we start working on the issues related to the cross-cultural issues. When it comes to understanding spirituality and health, you know, it's interesting. We, I believe, have been created with a God-shaped space in our lives. And we really reach, as St. Augustine stated, we only find our rest when we find it in God. And we have that God-shaped space, which when it is fulfilled and filled, we have a completeness. That completeness covers the things we've covered when I talked about anger, when I talked about forgiveness, when I talked about relationships. These are elements which are common to every human being. You talked about the interesting issue of various cultures looking at gender differently.
Yes.
And I think this is very important that you've raised this. We look at the issue of domestic violence around the world and in every culture and in every faith. It exists.
Yes. Yes.
And you may say, well, what am I saying? Does this occur where people are committed to a faith system? Sadly, it does. One of the things we do is when we share health, we not only talk about the important aspects of physical health, but we emphasize how important it is for us to view each other as wonderful creations which God has made. If I look at the driver who irritates me in a car next to me or ahead of me or behind me, not as somebody who's there to cause me some discomfort, but as someone who God loves, someone who may be facing struggles and trials. Now I'm talking about someone we don't even know. What about how I should view my spouse, my children?
Yeah.
Not as objects, but as creatures who are the absolute focus of God's wonderful love and grace. That helps relationships to come into perspective. And we've done some follow-up surveys in different parts of the world. When people begin to see each other, regardless of culture, as individuals of value, people who are to be esteemed, to be cared about, it changes one's health. We see that in healthy homes. We see it in healthy relationships. And as I mentioned to you, it's been shown even scientifically that where people are sure that they're in a meaningful, supportive relationship, we see decrease in coronary artery events, we see decrease in cancer recurrences, we see all those good things. Now, one other very important aspect, and how does physical health impact spiritual health and mental health? Just take the simple intervention of exercise. Exercise is something which has decreased around the world with urbanization and with the electric light bulb and with more and more automobiles and other vehicles becoming available. people don't exercise or they don't walk as much as they used to. The single most important intervention we can do as far as health is concerned to ensure a healthy long life is exercise. Now, what does exercise do? It also not only improves your well-being, it can help you decrease your weight, it can help you maintain weight loss, it can help control diabetes, it can help reduce high blood pressure, it decreases coronary artery events, but it also has a very important influence on how you think and how you feel. People who exercise regularly are able to cope with depression much better. People who exercise regularly can delay the onset of dementia. People who have already a dementia in place, if they exercise regularly, it decreases the progression of that dementia. We're looking at tremendous impact of the physical on the mental and the spiritual components of life. We are inextricably a holistic being. We cannot be dissected into a mind, body, spirit, social component, emotional component separately. We are holistic beings. And that's why we're having this conversation, so that as we apply the choices to make the best lifestyle in physical well-being, it's going to impact our spiritual well-being. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Landless, in the closing moments of our program here, I know there are listeners listening to this program who are not in the best of health, who are suffering maybe physically, maybe mentally, maybe even spiritually. Would you have a prayer for them right now, praying for the health of, and the well-being of those people in particular?
It would be my privilege. Gracious Father, we come to you because you know us, you love us, we are yours. And we've talked, and hopefully not just theoretically, but very practically, about how our lives are impacted and how they are multifaceted, our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and they are all holistically bound together. And yet, Father, so many of us are broken. We may have mental health issues. We may have physical issues. We may have broken relationships. Father, help us to understand that this is because we live in a world which has a great controversy raging between good and evil, but that you have promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. We have not been promised that we will never have problems, but we have been promised that you will be with us. As you were with Daniel and the worthies, you didn't leave them. You were in the fire with them. And so we will face issues. We will face sickness. We will face discouragement. We may even face death on this earth. But thank you for the promise that you will be with us, that you will comfort us, that you will strengthen us, and that in instances you will even heal us. Help us to understand that we can have wholeness in our brokenness. We ask that you will open our eyes, that we may focus on the grace and love of Jesus, and that you will help us to make decisions which will influence every aspect of our lives positively. We ask these blessings not because we have any worth or any value in ourselves, but thanking you through the precious blood and offering of Jesus, and in his name, amen.
Amen. Dr. Peter Landless, Director of General Conference, Department of Health Ministries. Dr. Landless, thank you so much for being with us today. You have given us words of encouragement, hope, and inspiration. Thank you, Doctor.
It's been a privilege. Thank you, Charles.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Dr. Peter Landless, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.